Blog Talk Radio.
Black and blue, I crawl along the wreckage of what now is gone. Back to you to fight another day. I'll go.
Tony Crit of Darren Young fans, welcome to the show, the SmackDown Rewind show for that case, as we recap SmackDown and give you the Raw preview for tonight's show. Let's jump right into the SmackDown results right now. Daniel Bryan, and he says, ever since Fastlane, he has come out to his ring week after week this season, trying to ignore the WrestleMania sign. He says he can't ignore it anymore. He said that he has to accept that he can't repeat his WrestleMania moment from last year when the Yes Movement took him all the way to the main event of WrestleMania. That door is closed. But when one door closes, another opens. He said a few weeks ago, he stood in the middle of this ring, surrounded by some of the best WWE superstars fighting for the Intercontinental Championship. He said that got him to thinking about guys who were his heroes. He said these are people that he watched when he was growing up. When he's watching WrestleMania. Like, people such as Mr. Perfect, Ricky Steamboat, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, and Macho Man Randy Savage, who is a WWE Hall of Fame class 2015 inductee this year. So they were all IC champions. They were IC champions at WrestleMania, and every time they were more exciting than anything going on in the heavyweight division. And he says ever since he's been in WWE, the only time he hasn't won is the Intercontinental Championship. He said that even though he can't recreate last year's WrestleMania moment, he can create a new one. And he said he made a request, and he officially announced that he's going to be in the Intercontinental Championship match at WrestleMania 31. So, yes, 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 the crowd is chanting. Spanish Person came out and made his way to the ring. Said that, you know, I've got some bad news for you, Brian. Said, despite what everyone thinks, I am still the Intercontinental Champion. And after WrestleMania, he would still remain the Intercontinental Champion, and that'll make me your new hero. He was talking to Brian. And then he said, like I said, bad news, but he came out and he said, that I'm making Brian's new hero. And Dolph Ziggler's music hit, he came to the ring. He said, Ziggler says Barrett may never be Brian's hero, but Barrett is his hero. He says, I've never met someone so delusional and desperate to be relevant in life. He said, where's his title? He said, you can't even hang on to the Intercontinental Championship. He says, how will Barrett do that with six other superstars who's hungry as he is, beating him up and throwing him off the ladder to WrestleMania? Luke Harper got out. Harper got in the ring and says, he says, I want my WrestleMania moment, before pointing at the WrestleMania sign to the three men just sitting him. Harper then got in Brian's face, and Brian got in Harper's face, and they, you know, stared at each other for a minute. Then Dean Ambrose's music hit, came out to the ring, and he says, well, if they think they can get in the ring and start throwing fists and not invite him, then they should all be locked up for observation. He knows a good place is, they need a regulation. He says, if they all really can't wait to WrestleMania, he says, I'm always ready for a fight. He says, I have no problem mixing up with any of them right now. Ambrose got in the ring. Stardust music hit. He scammed his way down to the ring. Stardust looked under the apron and shed of the announcer. Stardust asked where his white stallion's Milky Way is. Where is his Ivory Enterprise? And then went to sit at him. Then R-Truth music hit. He came to the stage with the burlap sack. He put the Intercontinental Championship on Raw and said, Detroit, what's up? Pat on the back and said, are you guys looking for this? He says, Barrett, I know he's the champion, but I'm going to hold on to the title for safekeeping until it's hung above the ring at WrestleMania. Even though I'm afraid of height, I'm going to climb the ladder. Barrett says, R-Truth won't make it to the second rung of the ladder before he pulls him down. R-Truth says, possession is 9/10 of the law, which makes him the big boss man. He said, hashtag, come and get it. So a brawl broke out of the ring. Brian threw Barrett out of the ring. Ziggler then threw Stardust to the apron before Ambrose jaw kicked him to the floor. Ziggler then ducked across him on Harper, and before Ambrose gave him a backbite job out of the ring, Brian and Ziggler and Ambrose looked at each other with hesitation. So that was an interesting way to kick off SmackDown brawling. I mean, I think this match is going to be so awesome. It has the potential to be so great. I really cannot wait for this match at WrestleMania. So then we had our first match of the night, which was the Usos and the New Day, and taking on the Usos and New Day versus Los Mandores and Tenzin Cesaro. We should have picked up an interview with Los Mandores, and they said that they made the decision, and they'll do whatever it takes to become tag team champions because they want their WrestleMania moment. So Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, they representing the New Day. So Fernando started against Kingston. Kofi Kingston. Fernando kicked him in the chest for putting him in the corner. Fernando kicked him away at him before sending him to get up the corner. Kingston quickly came back with a springboard jacket for a one count. Woods was tied in, and Kingston with Fernando to Woods' client shoulder block for a two count. Woods sent him to the ropes and hit him with the forearm for another two count. Fernando hit a throw thrust, and Diego tied in. Diego dropped kicks and double. Woods came rest in my hands. Woods then kicked him in the face for Jimmy Uso tagged in. Jimmy dropped Diego's chest two times for connecting with the back body drop. Jimmy punched away him before Diego pushed him away. Jimmy then uppercut him down. Jimmy climbed the ropes for Fernando, ran up to him up here. Jimmy kicked him away, and Diego knocked Jimmy to the outside. Came from the break to go to the doors, tried to tie together the best of Jimmy Uso. then applied chin lock to Jimmy Fodder for Kennedy and Integrity. Gabe attacked and asked Tyson Kidd on the other side. Jay hit him with a pair of clotheslines for kicking him in the midsection. Jay had the cutter, Miko dropping him with a small drop. Jay knocked his out on the other Matador. I think before Kennedy State Rain hit up on Kidd. Kingston attacked himself and Kingston looked over Jay and Kennedy on Kidd with a crossbody block. Cesaro broke the pin. One of the Matadors accidentally knocked Cesaro out of the ring. I'm not sure which one it was. And Woods clotheslined whichever that Matador was. So, Woods get up for a plancha, but Jimmy stood his thunder. And Woods then took Jimmy out with that somersault plancha. Because he's like, oh, you're going to try to, do it? I'm going to show you I can do it better. I'm going to up one you. So then in the ring, kick, roll Kingston up, and Kingston turned it on. For a two count, Kingston was going for another roll over, kick, kicked out. Cesaro immediately upset Kingston. Fernando tapped himself in. So I believe it could have been Fernando. Or it could have been Diego. That was that Matador that had feeling got down. Commotion. As Diego ran in and hit Kingston with the back stabber to pick up the win. Like I said, the referee didn't know the difference between the two. Because we both have the same gear on. So they look alike. So your winners are Los Matadores, Tyson Kidd, and Cesaro. Then they showed a video highlighting the feud between Cena and Rusev. They talked about Conor Session, being the Warrior Award at the WWE Hall of Fame. Conor the Session, he was in the Crowbus Space of the Universe. He unfortunately passed away last year at a brave and hard battle with cancer. I'm not going to talk about it. Talk about it so much on here. But for more information, just check out ConorSecure.com. And be sure to get the Conor's Care bracelet on WWEshop.com. Then we went backstage to Renee Young with The Miz, and they missed it out. This Miz has a huge opportunity against one of the favorites in the Azure Jam Memorial Battle Royal, which is Ryback. Miz says, well, you're talking to some of the most decorated superstars in WWE. I'm a five-time tag team champion and four-time Intercontinental champion. Three-time Slam Award winner, two-time United States champion, a WWE champion, and a partridge in a pear tree. The only thing he hasn't gotten is the Andre the Giant Memorial Trophy. He said, when he puts his mind to it, he can get anything he wants. That makes him the odds-on favorite. He'll prove that tonight when he beats Ryback, Damian Miz out. Sorry, he said he'll prove that tonight when he beats Ryback. And then Damian Miz said, well, you know, Ryback is a 295-pound machine. Miz says, well, not, I don't need you, Miz. He says, stay back here and press my pants. Also, one of nine that I think he said lost a celebrate my win as Miz and Miz off for saying how annoying he is. Isn't he so annoying? Ugh. Then we have Ryback versus Miz. They boxed up and Miz quickly got a wrist lock before applying a side headlock. Ryback quickly picked him up and put him on the top rope for getting the crowd going with the feet. Need more chance. Miz angrily tried to punch him, but Ryback threw him down in his face. Miz upbowed him back before running to the back elbow. Ryback extended the delay with a vertical suplex. Jimmy Miz out was watching backstage, weighing him before choking him on the ropes. Miz splashed him against the ropes for a one count. Miz kicked away at him before kicking him in the head. Ryback blocked a second kick and hit a spine buster. Ryback in the corner before connecting with the Miho clothesline. Ryback then hit shell shock for the win as Ryback defeated the Miz. Jimmy Miz was seen laughing at this. First off, backstage when, you know, he just said, I'm going to be right back. But obviously, he didn't. But then, Roman Reigns came out to the ring, and he, they showed, you know, saw him in a promo from that Raw, where he talked about, Reigns' family, you know, a little bit. And, then we went back, you know, to the ring, and Reigns said, well, we just seen it. We got the week. Heyman comes out and claims he knows him and his family. The reality is that he's come out and disrespected them. His family, he said Heyman says his family is three generations removed from cannibals. He says Heyman also takes away every opportunity he has to tell him he can't. If there's two things he wants to set his people to set in channel and telling him he can. Eric's money here will represent the Samoan blood and win the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Mark Henry's music hits and he makes way to the ring. It was a shock to see Mark Henry back on WWE television and to see him back, like, at the most randomest time ever. So he says, well, I was sitting in the back listening to you, and he said, I had to come out. Either on a Zero Comedian or a 120 coconuts falling your head, because he said, you don't like anyone talking about your heritage? Just like Reigns. He said, I don't like anyone talking about my heritage, just like Reigns doesn't. Anyone talked about Reigns' heritage and told him he can't. He says, Reigns says, he can. Henry says, he can't. He says, I'm the strongest man in the world. I have an identity, which is more. And he could say, for Reigns, he says, I've been in the ring with Lesnar. Lesnar broke my arm and almost killed me within a five on the floor. Reigns says, with all due respect, Mark. Henry asks Reigns if he thinks Lesnar people or the boys in the locker room respect him. He said, you really think so? He says, the fans gave a good hand before turning to boo. His one out of three isn't bad. He said, well, you have to earn your respect here. He says, nobody's going to give it to you. Reigns says, whatever, man, and the boys walk off when Henry turned him around and says, Roman, you've been nowhere. So, Mark, like, pushed them, kind of, like, slapped them in the same sense. So then Reigns came up, so then Mark Henry got out the ring. Reigns paced around the ring, and Reigns got out. He ran around the ring. Spears Mark Henry to the barricade. Grabbed the microphone. Sometimes to Taylor and said, I can and I will at WrestleMania. You can believe that. This is a recap of Undertaker's Death and Bray Wyatt challenge. Well, for WrestleMania, we then had Divas tag team action. But first they showed AJ Lee and Paige Martin backstage. Like I said, we had Divas tag team action. The Bells were on commentary for this next match. So again, it was Summer Rae and Cameron versus AJ Lee and Paige, and Marie was ringside as well for Summer Rae and Cameron. So Paige started against Cameron. Paige kicked in front of her in the corner. AJ attacked in, and Paige whipped Cameron into an elbow. AJ put her in the corner and splashed her before hitting a neckbreaker. AJ kicked in the midsection before Summer Rae distracted her. Cameron took her down before taking her out with a kick to the head. Cameron does a split before picking up a two count. Someone tagged in, they took AJ down with a two count. Fight it up, but Summer took it down. Summer knocked Paige off the entrance for tagging Cameron in. Cameron comes in the corner for tagging Summer back in. AJ knocked Summer off the entrance before clotheslining Cameron down. Paige was tagged in and she hit Summer with a trio strong clothesline. Paige dropped her down before knocking Cameron off the apron. Paige took Summer down before applying PTO for the win. With Summer tapping. So AJ Lee and Paige defeating Summer and Cameron. So after the match, AJ Lee and Paige, they got out of the ring in front of the Bellas. They argued, and Paige and Nikki were ready to fight each other, but AJ and Brie helped to fight to leave their tag team partners of that. Nikki, like, threw her just in WrestleMania. I hope we get more Divas on the WrestleMania card in some way, shape, or form. All right, so then AJ and Paige got out of the ring. Oh, I already said that. Okay. So then we went back, and the trainer was sitting to Mark Henry and Mark, backstage, and Renee Young says, it looks like Mark Henry. Potentially, antagonizing Roman Reigns earlier tonight. Henry says he said he invested his whole career in WWE. Reigns made it really bad at him. Henry isn't saying he'll be back on him, but he believes it, and a lot of men have come before them. And he wanted to see if Reigns counted that and stand up to it. And he says the kid is an animal. So then they showed footage of Dolph Ziggler at a Cricket Wireless store in Detroit earlier in the day. Then they showed an exclusive interview. Mark Poe interviewing Randy Orton, and close as, you know, Orton, you let everyone know where you stand on Raw, and then it showed off almost stuff when you came them out and just destroyed him. And Seth Rollins did that horrible attack on Randy. So, Orton said, well, something changed in him 4 months back. He said, all he could think about for those months, he was going always getting his revenge on the Authority and Seth Rollins. He says, Kosa to do that, he always went back to the Authority, into the Authority, I should say. He says, well, I'm a more straightforward kind of guy. He says, I can't make a fast lane and drop everybody, but Rollins got away. If anything, he's an opportunist. He says, he went his way back into the Authority, and the mind is a lot of fun. Quote in brought up how Orton helped Rollins beat Roman Reigns. He says, I don't like Reigns. He says, I would use my own grandmother to get the feather of Rollins. So Cole asks why Orton said the same on Monday night. Orton says he was putting fillers out before saying it was the last thing they expect. Orton says, well, he was entertaining himself more than anyone else. He says, I talked about, he didn't talk about how Big Show Kane and JJ Security were sent off. And he said he had Rollins right where he wanted him. Orton says he said fear motivates him. And he said he saw fear in Rollins' eyes and he enjoyed being the holy hell out of him. Cole asks if he will realize that we had held a pain. Orton says, well, yeah, I know, and I'm ready for it. He says, Cole asks, well, what he'll do this morning. He says, I'll find some time to spend his face before challenging him to a match at WrestleMania. We then had our six-man tag main event as Daniel Bryan, Dolph Ziggler, and Dean Ambrose took on the Intercontinental Champion, Bounty Barrett, Luke Harper, and Stardust. So Dean Ambrose started the match against Bounty Barrett. They locked up, and Ambrose applied a side headlock. Barrett whipped them off, but Ambrose took him down to shoulder block. Ambrose took the ropes with a running forearm, elbow. Ambrose called the miss before tying up the legs and looking at his face. Ambrose wrenched the arm before tagging Dolph Ziggler in. Ziggler punched Barrett before wrenching the arm a few times. Barrett punched him in the face before tagging Stardust in. Stardust came off the top rope and punched him. Corey Chain broke out and Stardust began to flip out. Ziggler then reversed it to the corner. Stardust hit the turnbuckle. And then Daniel Bryan was tagged in. He came out the top rope with a double fisted back Bryan and tied his stuff for a stretch. Ambrose whispered Cody and said it's there where he's thought of. Archer was watching backstage the IC title, right hand. Stardust using even hit, but him for having a reverse on him. Bryan hit a corner jaw kick before extending it to the slippery corner. As Bryan's going for a right knee, Stardust escaped the ring. And then we came in from the break to see Luke Harper. Pinned Bryan for a two-count. Harper then executed the gator roll. Harper then applied a chin lock. Bryan fought and tried to fight to corner, but Harper threw him down. Barrett was tagged in. He put Bryan in the corner for laying him out. The top turnbuckle break hit him in the midsection for a two-count. Stardust was tagged in. And he stumped Bryan a few times before tagging Harper in. Bryan came up with the roll for a two-count before hitting Harper in the head. The Ambrose then started to tag in. Ambrose hit a pair of running forearms for getting him a forearm in the corner. Ambrose hit the running bulldog for giving him a modified sit-out face busted. Broke up the pin. Harper pulled Ambrose out of the ring, but Ambrose quickly came with the clothesline. Ambrose then pulled the top rope down to get Stardust out of the ring. Ambrose hopped around before going to the top rope. Ambrose then took Stardust and Harper out with a flying elbow chop at ringside. Ambrose put Stardust in the ring. Stardust hit him in the face, but he rebounded with the clothesline. Ambrose was going for dirty deeds, but Barrett distracted him. Ambrose kicked him out of the ring and bounced him off the counter table. Harper then booted him outside. Down in ringside, I should say. So then we came up from the break to see Barrett kneeling away at Ambrose, who was tied up in the ropes. Barrett then booted him to the apron and took him out the missed drop kick. Barrett and Harper with tied in with clothesline and first flash him in the corner and hit the neckbreaker. Barrett dropped a big elbow for two count. Harper sidestepped a famous invisible to Barrett down the apron. Ziggler and Jock kicked Harper for a condition of famous for a near fall. Ziggler knocked Stardust off the apron, and Harper rode him up for a two count. Ziggler took the kick Harper, but Stardust broke with the pin. Bryan ran in and kicked Stardust in the head. Bryan then gave Barrett a backfire drop out of the ring. Bryan, Ziggler, and Ambrose goes for a suicide stereo dive, but Harper stopped Ziggler. Bryan and Ambrose took a suicide dive. Harper then laid Ziggler out. They set out powerbomb for a near fall. Harper could not believe it. Harper paced around the ring as Ronnie Nee for the win, Daniel Bryan, Dolph Ziggler, and Dean Ambrose defeating the Intercontinental Champion Vanity Fair, Stardust, and Luke Harper. That's in the match. Michael Gargano congratulated Daniel Bryan the victory, and Ziggler says Bryan stole the win from him, but he says it's the WrestleMania season, and it's every man for himself. He says, last year, Bryan, you had Lady Luck on your side, but this year, Ziggler will be out there. Daniel Bryan congratulated Daniel Bryan on the win for saying, Ziggler, you saw the show just like everyone has been stealing the Intercontinental Championship. That was, a little bit of inferiority complex on Ambrose. Ambrose says Ziggler doesn't think he's as good as Bryan. Bryan's good. People think he's nice guy, but people in the locker room know the truth about him. Ambrose then calls Bryan a turd before walking out of the ring, which is weird. And Ziggler told the production crew to cut the music, and Ziggler then says, well, I don't agree with Ambrose that much, but Bryan, I think you also are a turd. Ziggler walks off and Bryan just smirks. So that was a really interesting way to end SmackDown. So your quick match is up. Those Maradoras, Tyson Kidd, and those Maradoras and WWE Cutting Champions, Tyson Kidd and Cesaro defeated New Day's Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, and The Usos. I like defeated The Miz. AJ Lee and Paige defeated from Moraine Cameron. And Daniel Bryan, Dean Ambrose, and Dolph Ziggler defeated the Intercontinental Champion, Ben Spears, Stardust, and Luke Harper. Yes, there was only 4 matches. And that 2 hours of SmackDown. Usually there's more matches than that. Maybe there's like 5 or 6. But at the same time, it was a very, very good show. But that was SmackDown. And now it's time to get ready for tonight's edition of Raw. Here we go. Our Raw preview show begins right now.
You are now tuned in.
It's Return here, and it's time for our Raw preview show for March 16, 2015. Let's jump right into the five-point preview courtesy of WWE.com. The Authority was dealt a crippling blow last Monday night when Randy Orton finally snapped, brutalizing the phones when the so-called future WWE and they keep at ringside. Now that the Viper has made clear his intention to challenge with the Money in the Bank to Clash and WrestleMania, the WWE Brits won this will allow the to face WWE's Apex Predator as Orton plots his next move against the Architect on Raw. WWE.com offers some predictions for the next stop on the road to WrestleMania. Should Rollins be to face Randy Orton? Well, things have never exactly been amicable between Randy Orton and Seth Rollins, but the combustible situation between the Viper missed the Money in the Bank absolutely wrecked their last Monday night when Orton decimated Rollins in a cold, methodical assault that ended with an RKO 30 announcement. Orton discussed the attack in an interview to the SmackDown and resumed that his plan for Monday night was to put on Rollins' face and challenge the so-called future of WWE to a battle at WrestleMania, keeping in mind how Orton completely dominated Rollins at the conclusion of last week's Raw, or last Monday's Raw. One might argue that Rollins would be foolish to accept such a challenge. However, Rollins might also see a clash for Orton as the ultimate chance for vengeance on the grandest stage of them all, and set some fierce fireworks between his former allies when Raw goes on the air. Where has Lana been? Defending the United States from yet another verbal thrashing for Rusev, the fired up John Cena went ahead to the super athlete with everything he had Monday night, locking the hero of the Russian Federation and the SPF from refusing to release the hold. It wasn't until Lana granted this initially to his United States Championship rematch that Cena finally relented, giving in to the 15-time world champion without Rusev's consent. The super athlete was furious with ravishing Russia later that night, and she has been seen by the WWE ever since. Stompson has tried to get an answer from Rusev regarding Lana's whereabouts and the true nature of her relationship with Rusev's person on the WWF, but the super athlete refused to comment. And, is there a rift between Lana and the United States Champion? If so, what effect will it have on Cena and Rusev's clash at WrestleMania? Team is most worthy to face Tyson Kidd and Cesaro for the WWE Tag Team titles. The Intercontinental Championship might be the highest contender in WWE right now, but competition for the WWE Tag Team titles continue to heat up as WrestleMania approaches. The Usos, the New Day, and Los Matadores have each made apparent their intentions of prying the coveted championships from Tyson Kidd and Cesaro's clutches, but it remains to be seen which tandem will earn the opportunity on the grand stage of them all at WrestleMania. Last Monday night, Xavier Woods and Vicky of the New Day defeated the champions in a non-title match while Los Matadores stole victory from Jimmy and Jay Uso the same night. Then Thursday night, SmackDown, Diego and Fernando season further proved their worth yet again when they helped Kidd and Cesaro defeat the New Day and the Usos in the night's 8-man tag team match, challenged on Raw. As Roman Reigns addressed his most vocal critics on SmackDown, returning Mark Henry addressed his big dog and added his booming voice to those who remain unconvinced that Reigns can defeat Brock Lesnar to capture the WWE World Championship at WrestleMania. After Henry punctuated his point by harshly shoving Reigns against the ropes to tattoo Goliath, Reigns retaliated in impressive and shocking fashion by delivering a command punch to their former World Heavyweight Champion Shaw and springing Henry to the barricade at ringside. Reigns had passed Henry's unusual test, and no doubt convinced many a doubter that Reigns has what it takes to conquer the beast incarnate at the show shows. After Reigns' show of force Monday night, how the big dog be tested this week? Has Paul Heyman's opinion of Lesnar's challenger changed at all after Thursday night? And will Wyatt come to resurrecting the dead man for WrestleMania? After weeks of diatribes and bold proclamations, Bray Wyatt finally got his response from the insiders who said that a new face of fear is WrestleMania challenge on last week's Raw by setting Wyatt's signature rocking chair ablaze in the eerie supernatural display. Theodore Wall seemed pleased with himself as he surveyed the fiery destruction, having successfully drawn the dead man from the shadows. Far doubt started creeping to the backwoods preacher's mind now that the show's match been defeated on the seventh stone. With the mind against the team this week on Raw, he said to hear from Wyatt Monday night less than 2 weeks before the man comes around at WrestleMania. Don't miss Fox Night Live at 8 p.m. on ESPN Network, and be sure to tune in to our pre-show live at 7:30 p.m. exclusively only on WWE Network. We'll be live tweeting everything at Darian Fan, so you don't want to miss it, guys. Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining me on this 2-in-1 show. We got her done. The SmackDown Rewind show for March 2015 and the Raw preview show for March 15, 2016. Check out our website right now, www.darianfans.net. Stay tuned to our missionaries off Darren Young. Follow us on Twitter at Darren Young Fans. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Darren Young Fans. Follow us on Instagram at Darren Young Fans. Follow our Twitter since we dedicate to our photo gallery at DYF Pose. Follow Darren on Instagram at FREDARREN. Again, Instagram is at FREDARREN. This podcast is on iTunes. Share it with us right now, Darren Young Fans.net. scroll down to my page, boom, click links, and click those out, you'll get weekly episodes on Mondays through Fridays. Truly awesome, awesome, awesome. So thank you so much in advance for subscribing to iTunes for free, for free, for free. Listen here at BlogTalkRadio.com for BlogTalkRadio for giving this awesome, awesome show to have for over a year now. Again, guys, don't miss it. We're all tonight live at 8 p.m. USA Network, and we're all pretty sure live at 7:30 p.m. exclusively only on WWE Network. We're live streaming everything again at 7:30 p.m. on our Twitter today. Fans, so be sure to follow us. And then with our Raw rerun show tomorrow, we'll be recapping everything Raw. Thank you so much for joining me, guys. Have a fabulous night for everybody.